This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Bazi Kanani. The FBI and local authorities are investigating what's being called an act of terrorism in downtown Boulder yesterday, a group holding a walk and vigil to bring attention to hostages held by Hamas was attacked by a man who reportedly yelled, "Free Palestine." 8 people were burned, including a Holocaust survivor. A suspect is in custody. He's 45-year-old Mohammed Sabri Solomon of Colorado Springs. Federal authorities say he overstayed a tourist visa after arriving in the U.S. nearly 3 years ago. State lawmakers agreed unanimously this year to put new limits on what people have to pay for an ambulance ride, which made Governor Polis's veto of the bill on Thursday surprising for backers. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
In his veto letter, Polis said he supports the part of the bill that aims to reduce what are known as surprise bills, in this case for ambulances. He said they can be devastating financially and lead people to hesitate to call 911. This bill would have required health insurance plans to pay for covered emergency and non-emergency out-of-network services at set rates. But Polis said because the policy would have raised premiums for all insured Coloradans, something he opposes, he couldn't let it become law. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
With the start of June, Colorado is back into ozone season. The state will once again issue daily forecasts for ground-level ozone, which can be especially harmful to children, older people, and those with lung problems. The Northern Front Range exceeded the EPA's safe ozone levels on 40 days last summer. This is CPR News and KRCC.